There's no need to start scanning the skies for UFOs just yet, but NASA scientists believe the discovery of a new microbacteria will change the search for extraterrestrial life forms. Until now, scientists had believed there were six elements necessary for life to exist. But this new bacteria thrives on arsenic, raising the possibility an entirely different form of life is just waiting to be found. Jill Colgan reports from Washington.
It's not the long-awaited discovery of little green men from Mars, but NASA scientists are extremely excited about the significance of their discovery. A new species of bacteria found at the bottom of Mono Lake near Yosemite National Park in California. Dubbed the GFAJ1 strain, research leader Felicia Wolf-Simon says it's extremely resilient, growing in a toxic surrounding of arsenic.
We found that not only did this microbe cope or deal with the toxicity, we might say, with arsenic, but it grew and it thrived. And that was amazing. Nothing should have grown. Put your plant in the dark. It doesn't grow.
Scientists previously believed phosphorus was one of six elements essential to life. This organism survives without it, instead incorporating arsenic into its very being. Astrobiologist Pam Conrad says this opens up whole new possibilities for environments previously thought uninhabitable.
We have to increasingly broaden our perspective. So perhaps arsenic is not an essential component for habitability or for life, but it may be one that can be tolerated and that opens up our perspective to try to understand what other potential components might be tolerated or, in fact, even essential that we presently haven't thought of.
Science blogs and UFO watchers alike were abuzz with speculation when NASA announced it had a big new discovery. Finally, they wondered, was there to be news of alien life? This revelation falls far short of finding ET. But according to former astronaut and a veteran of four space missions, Dr. Leroy Chow, it's exciting to think a world they previously thought was uninhabitable may have life.
It opens up the possibility that these other planets out there that we've discovered that have different conditions and that could not support life as we know it in the conventional sense on Earth might harbour life of a different kind.
The bacteria is still only at a cellular level. It's not an animal life form. But the lead researcher, Ms. Wolf-Simon, believes it's only a matter of time before they find what they're seeking. It just may not be life as we know it here on Earth. Jill Colgan in Washington for AM.